Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And we know, we've talked about it, everybody knows that when the NFL players released that video, very influential video, that they called on the league to apologize for squelching the protest last year, the peaceful protest, called on them to condemn systemic racism and say that Black Lives Matter. Patrick Mahomes was in that video, one of many stars, but certainly the biggest. You had OBJ, Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, several other players, but none bigger. There's no bigger star. I mean, I guess Tom Brady is still technically bigger, but Patrick Mahomes is the present and future of the NFL in my view. So he was on that, and he talked today, was it, Rob G, or yesterday? Yesterday he talked with reporters and addressed why he decided to go ahead and get on that video.
I've been lucky enough to grow up with a lot of great role models around me and just trying to find and listen to them as they talk to me, and then other people around the league who I feel like I've done it the right way and listen to the advice they give me, and then trying to make the best informed decision. I've been given this platform and I want to make sure that I can do whatever I can to make the world a better place in whichever way that is.
Here's the question, Rob, I'm going to throw at you. Because LeBron James, the best player in basketball, you know, past decade or so, he's very outspoken. He's obviously doing a lot as far as social justice. And even now, he started More Than a Vote. Obviously, a playoff is more than an athlete. And he and some other athletes and entertainers, Kevin Hart and some others, are going to be registering people to vote and also pointing out all of the ways that some may be trying to keep them from voting. So it's a very good cause. But we know LeBron, what he does. Patrick Mahomes, the best player in the NFL, has, at least so far, is showing a willingness to speak out on social issues. This is what I want to ask you, Rob Parker. Can Patrick Mahomes be as big as LeBron or the LeBron James of the NFL in this regard, in terms of social justice? Can he be the LeBron of the NFL?
I don't think so. And he's a big star, no doubt about it. I'm not convinced that the platform, because football players play a limited amount of games. Most people know who quarterbacks are, I'll give you that. But I'm not. So, I just don't think it's the same platform that NBA players have when you talk about the public, people buying their sneakers, knowing them more so, even outside of, I don't see Patrick Mahomes putting out a movie like LeBron has. I don't see Patrick Mahomes with a sit-down ripped off of my idea barbershop TV show. I'm still sound bitter a little bit.
Yes, yes, you do.
Just a little bit.
Keep waiting for that check.
Yeah, I know. It's not coming. I don't see those things. That doesn't mean that diminishes him and he can't do what he can do, Chris. I'm happy because I did write a column on Deadspin when there was nothing coming from him when it first happened. And I'm glad he's taking a horse by the reins and he's out there and he's talking about trying to make a difference. I think that's all great. I just think LeBron's on a bigger stage, and I think he resonates a little bit more with the masses than does a football player. And it doesn't mean that I do. I don't think that football has, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way that football is still run, black athletes haven't been willing to fight and put up a stink. We saw what happened in the NBA with Donald Sterling. The players stepped up and got him removed. NFL players aren't the same way. When the owners pushed back on them, the players crumbled. I don't think people look at NFL players the same way that they do. They can't even fight for their own health care. How in the world are they going to fight for other things when they aren't even willing to be united in their best interest? So I think that there are question marks about NFL players, how really strong they are and what kind of impact they can have.
I agree overall that I don't think Mahomes will become the LeBron James, if you will, of the NFL in terms of his outspokenness and social justice presence and all that. But it's for totally different reasons than you. First, let me start off by saying this. I actually think, and I believe, Rob, I was the first one on the planet to say this, Patrick Mahomes can be Jordan-esque in terms of his ability on the field. So I actually think he could end up being a better football player than LeBron is basketball, accomplishing more. Like I've said it, he could be the GOAT. And we think LeBron is second. Some people think he's the GOAT, but we think he's second. So I think Mahomes can end up even being better at his sport than LeBron is at his. But I agree with you that I don't think he can have the social impact. I don't think it has anything to do with football, though, because football is not the global sport that basketball is. But in the United States, obviously, it's king. Tom Brady is every bit as big as LeBron James. Now, he doesn't use it, obviously, for social issues.
Nobody
and things
uses
like
it
that.
In the NFL. That's my point.
But if Mahomes decided to use it, the fact that they only – like, football's bigger. They actually have – I would say they've got more white fans than the NFL. I mean, they definitely do. They got more fans – how many times more fans than the NBA does? So – I don't think football will hold him back. I just don't think he's kind of positioned. First of all, I don't expect him to do all the things LeBron's done. Now, granted, at this stage of LeBron's career, I don't know that anybody could have expected him to do what he's done. So we'll see how Mahomes grows and stuff. But I don't see Mahomes attacking issues like LeBron does. Although I'll leave that open. It's a possibility, I guess. But I just think, just starting off here, what LeBron James did for his buddies, Maverick Carter and Rich Paul, and obviously they deserve the credit because they've worked hard, and if they couldn't handle it, they wouldn't be where they're at. But he put them in position where Rich Paul is now arguably the biggest agent in basketball. And now his Clutch Sports has bought up agencies to represent football and baseball players. You know, Maverick Carter, Spring Hill Entertainment, Uninterrupted, you know, an office on the Warner Brothers lot. Like, they're both moguls in their own rights. And when LeBron retires, they're going to be power players for as long as they want. And so just that alone is huge. Nobody, who was it? It was Steven Jackson has said, maybe overstated a little bit, but he said nobody had done that yet. Everybody had brought their boys to hang around with them and, you know, kick it with them on the road and take care of their boys financially, but nobody put their boys in position to dominate in their own right apart from LeBron. And yeah, of course, LeBron, knowing LeBron and all that, that's helped. But we talk about it all the time, Rob. I mean, Adam Silver, his family knew David Stern. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the American way. We talk about all the coaches, you know, Kyle Shanahan and people that knew somebody. So I think that alone is huge. And as you and I said, Michael Jordan, Fred Whitfield is high in his organization. Rod Higgins, good friend of his. So other players have done a few things like this, but that's huge in and of itself. And I think the way Patrick Mahomes was raised, obviously his father was a pro baseball player. He had money. He was more middle, if not upper class. And so he just doesn't even have to lift people like that. And so I think that's why he won't become the LeBron of the NFL in terms of social justice. But I don't think it's because football is holding him back.
Yeah, I just disagree. I don't think football players have just the same voice and reach the same people. Most have helmets on. Most people can't identify most football players. They could be in a room with a guy, and unless you tell them that they're a football player, they don't
but
know.
But not it. Him.
I'm just
not
saying.
Not Michael Vick. Think about Michael Vick, how big he was.
In general.
Yeah,
is all
but
I'm
the but he's a quarterback. You know that.
I get that, but I'm just saying. I don't. The players to me have not come off at all of being of that ilk, and more of the not standing alone and standing out. It's more like you got to be a part of the team. You can't separate yourself. That's why Colin Kaepernick was shunned, because he wasn't doing what the team wanted to do. He wanted to do what he wanted to do.
But
I'm just saying, I think it's a different league.
But if Kaepernick was as good as Mahomes, he wouldn't have been shunned. He would have probably been celebrated. He would not have been shunned. And so look at Odell Beckham Jr. Look how big he is. He's huge. I mean, he's not even, you know, the best wide receiver in the league. He's at a position that's not, you know, the top position in the league, and yet he is humongous. If he wanted to use it, and to his credit, he was in the video as well, but if he wanted to speak out on issues like that, he's not LeBron James, but he could definitely have an impact. So
yeah,
I get what you're saying in that football players generally haven't done that, but that doesn't mean a football player can't do it, because let's face it, before LeBron, it had been a long time before basketball players did it. You'd seen some Kareem a little bit and, you know, a few others. But for the most part, most basketball players didn't. We've talked about Jordan. Dr. J didn't really address issues like that. Magic didn't, you know, once he retired, he became a great businessman. But, you know, a lot of players in both sports haven't done that. So
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
James Harden, I've been debating, you know, our colleague Nick Wright, we've had him on the show. We've been debating many mornings on First Things First. He seems to think that the Houston Rockets and James Harden have some great chance to win the NBA. I guess I'm overstating it, but he gives them a better chance than I do. I don't give them much of a chance at all. They're going to make one of the LA teams in the second round. I think they go home. I'm not holding that against James Harden. I know he's an all-time great. He's clearly a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best we've ever seen. But I don't expect him to win the championship this year. I'll give him a chance down the road. He's still only 30 years old. But I don't expect him to win it this year. And I'm not going to hold that against him. Daryl Morey, however, the GM for the Houston Rockets, has said he's the reason that Harden doesn't have a championship, not Harden himself. Rob G, read Daryl Morey's quote.
That's right. Daryl Morey was on the Pomp podcast earlier this week, and here's what he said in quote, "We've worked together for 8 or 9 years now, and I couldn't have a better partner to try and win a title with. And in fact, most days I wake up saying, I've let him down because I haven't gotten him the right players to win a title."
Where are you at on that, Ryan?
I totally disagree. I think that he's gone out. He's brought all kinds of players. He's changed up the mix, brought people in and out. Chris made some bold moves to try to change up. You know, you don't want to be the definition of insanity, doing the same thing every year, right, and expecting a different result. So I give Daryl Morey credit for that. And James Harden has just failed way too much in the postseason. There's no other way around it. They've been in position, and he's had the clunkers and the bad games and you know, a part of a team that missed, what did they miss? 19 threes in a row?
It was either 22 27? Or 27. Yeah, 27.
27 in a row. I mean, if they made Chris 10 of those, you know what I mean? It could have changed everything. So I think Daryl Morey's being very nice in saying that and putting the onus on him rather than on James Harden, but I'm not buying it.
I'm with you. Look, and I've been critical of Daryl Morey. Now he's a good GM.
He ain't no genius.
Exactly. The genius reputation is what I've taken issue with.
And
but at the same time, he went out because he hadn't delivered a championship. But he went out and got he teamed Harden with Dwight Howard. And they had some pretty good role players around him. Josh Smith and some others. Patrick Beverly was there, remember. Then he teamed him up with Chris Paul. Then he teamed him up with Russell Westbrook, which, while they might not be the best fit, it's still a lot of talent. And they've got good role players. So, to your point, Rob, he's put him with good players. And let's not forget, in 2018, they had Golden State. I don't know. I still think Golden State was going to come back and win that series. But we don't know. Houston was up 3-2 in the conference finals. And they had the home court. And Chris Paul gets hurt. And that was it. They lost. But you mentioned some of Harden's, you know, struggles. I don't think he's like, I don't think his playoff career should be defined by his failures.
No, I'm not saying that. But Chris, let me just say this real quick. Even when Kevin Durant got hurt, Charles Barkley went on the air and said, "Series is over." Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
But
he did. Yeah.
No, he did. I'm just saying. But that people were like, "Oh, okay, they'll get by him." No Durant. Oh my God, you know what I mean? And then they had Game 6 at home, lost, and were knocked out. If you remember.
Yep. And they could have won Game 5.
Yep.
And they, you know, because that's when Durant got hurt, and they should have won that one. And they didn't. And then, like you said, they lost Game 6. And obviously, you remember 2017 against San Antonio, Game 6. Harden doesn't play well at all. 2-for-10. I think 6 turnovers, 10 points. He had the 12 turnover game, I believe, against Golden State in a playoff game.
Was
ugly. So, yeah, he's had his struggles. He's also had some huge games. And individually, he was very good last year when they lost that series to Golden State. But still, the point is to win. And so I think there are a lot of people responsible for why Houston in this era has not gotten a championship. But if you had to put it mostly on, you do it on the players, right? They're on the court. You got to get it done. You got another superstar on your side. And they've been in position, Rob, and they just haven't been able to get it done. So I would put the blame on Harden. Do you give him much of a chance this year?
I give him a chance, but a small one, 10%. Right. You know what I mean? Nothing. Right.
They got talent, really, but like
that. Yeah, and who knows?
Gimmicky.
We just talked about it. If God forbid, LeBron or Kawhi get COVID or something, Chris, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it
can
change everything.
Yeah. But right now, Houston's the 60. This is interesting because they lost 4 of their last 5. And when they went to small ball, one of the good things out of that, Rob, was they became less Harden-centric. So it wasn't just James Harden dribbling all the time and creating everything. It became more of a partnership with Harden and Westbrook. But Harden's played that way for, 4 or 5 years now, where he's dominated everything. And over their last 5 games, you know, kind of since they went small, not totally since they went small, but the last 5 games, they probably played 11 games going small, something like that. He was shooting 37% from the floor, 25% from 3, and his scoring was down. It was still high, but it was down from what it had been the past few seasons. So he's got to adjust. You know, he's going to have to adjust, just like Westbrook had to adjust to playing off the ball with Harden. Harden's got to adjust now to playing off the ball more than he's used to. So that's why I think, you know, they're going to – I don't think they can beat the Lakers or the Clippers. They got a puncher's chance, as you said, but I certainly don't expect that. If all teams are healthy, I'd be shocked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We talk about it a lot, but it's always fun. And the people in New England or the Tom Brady haters or whatever, they're always giving us something. They're always giving us something. And sure enough, former Patriot Christian Fourier has said something that is bonkers. I'm just going to let you hear it, and then I'll interpret.
See, I think that this offense is better off without him. And it has nothing to do with Brady's skill set. it's not because he's not good or he can't throw it or he's lost some speed on his fastball. It's because where he was in his career, his age, what he wanted to achieve, and what the Patriots were trying to achieve were completely different. So it was never going to work out. This offense is not going to be able to move forward with Brady as the quarterback, not because he sucks. Those throwaways were important. It's because he wasn't willing to adapt. There's the difference. He wasn't willing to let N'Keal Harry grow.
All right. You didn't even let him get to the part I really wanted to lambaste him on. And here it is. Because he said, right now, he said, this year, right now, the offense is better off with Tom Brady. They are better off without him this year, yes. That's where he went off the rails, Rob Parker. I get it. I don't think they were going to win another Super Bowl with Tom Brady. He's 43 years old, for goodness sake. I get that. That going forward, since we're not going to win a Super Bowl with him, then we can develop the young kid, Jared Stidham, and eventually, you know, maybe Stidham will show us he can play, and eventually we'll get back to being a playoff team down the road. But no, that was not enough for Christian Fourier, friend of the show. He had to go ahead and say they are better right now. Right now, Rob Parker, Jared Stidham has thrown four NFL passes. One of them was an interception. But you're better off without Tom Brady? Now? We have absolutely, positively no idea whether or not Jared Stidham can play. None. But you're better off without him now? What? This is mad. You were 12-4 last year. You are 2 years removed from a Super Bowl championship. And you're about to play a guy who wasn't even that good in college. But you're better off without Tom Brady now. Did they go out and sign Cam Newton in the last hour? Did we miss something? And N'Keal Harry? N'Keal Harry? He played 7 games. Tom Brady didn't derail N'Keal Harry. N'Keal Harry derailed himself with his injuries. Enough of the madness. Enough of the killing Tom Brady. And I know Fourier has predicted he'll be the MVP and lead Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl, which just makes this even more ridiculous. What in the world could he be talking about, Rob Parker? This is lunacy.
He's spot on.
I expect this from you, but not from Christian Fourier.
He's spot on. He also was the one who came out. I was on their show up on WEEI just yesterday with the guys, and Christian is a former Patriots player. He's got his connection, and he talks to people, and he watched Tom Brady's last pass of his career with the Patriots, went to the Tennessee Titans, and it was a pick six. He listened and watched. Just take a listen to Tom Brady's highlight from a year ago.
Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
That's right. Christian Fourier is up in Boston.
Wasn't that the year they won the Super Bowl?
No, it wasn't.
I think it was last year.
It was not. It was last year.
2 years ago. You've been playing that ever since we started the show.
And he knows that a 43-year-old quarterback with a noodle arm is not the guy you're going
to have. Why is he picking him to win the Super Bowl next year?
I have no idea, because they're not even going to make the playoffs.
This is just killing your whole argument.
No, it's not.
You're just
because
ranting.
He's been right. He's off the top of the dome. No, he's in Boston. He has a connection. He's talked to the people. They've seen Tom Brady in practice. They know what's going on. And you could blame, just like everybody, the whole narrative was Tom Brady does more with less than any other quarterback. And then last year, you can't expect him to do it. He don't have anybody. So which one is it?
It's both. Tom Brady,
no, you had your time. You had your time. Can you pipe down? Can you cut his mic? Enough with the Chris Broussard.
So, say something legitimate.
Now,
this
I've been saying it legitimate.
Are
you kidding
Fourier.
Me? No. Me and Christian are in lockstep on this. And Chris, the difference is he's a former player who's looking at an objective, and I'm just an objective reporter, and you're just a Brady fanboy. And you can't see anything past your love for Tom Brady. That's where we are, absolutely.
Where's that little bell come
because
from?
It's true.
What does that mean?
Chris is a Tom Brady fanboy.
Around the horn or
and
something?
And that's where we've come. And he can't look at this objectively. Christian Fourier told everybody before this.
Fourier's not making any
the
sense.
Patriots
said,
aren't, the Patriots
said,
aren't going to offer them him a contract.
That's,
everybody
that's
scoffed.
That's totally different.
Chris,
that's
you
not poo-pooed an opinion.
It. You scoffed.
That's not an
you,
opinion.
Yes,
that,
it is.
He knew something. Somebody told him that. This is an opinion.
No,
and
this
it
is,
doesn't make sense when you say Brady's about to go to Tampa, where they were 7-9 last year, and lead him to the Super Bowl.
No, he's talking about where the Patriots are and having a 43-year-old noodle arm quarterback on his way out, that the Patriots would stint him, that they obviously have a feel for him and feel like he could be their quarterback of the future. That's why they're giving him the opportunity, because if they didn't, there were plenty of quarterbacks available if they really didn't believe in him that they could have gone with. So
are
it
they
wasn't
making
like
the playoffs
there was nobody
next year, Rob Parker?
No, they're not.
Okay. How in the world then? Because remember, Rob,
Brady's not making the playoffs either.
I started out
Brady's
my
not
rant.
Making the playoffs either, Chris.
I started
so
out
neither
my rant
one.
By saying, I get it for the future. He said this year they're better. And of course, I mean, you picked the Patriots to miss the playoffs for like the last 7 years.
No, I have not. That is not true. When that division.
Five, four, something
no,
like
I
that.
No, I picked them to make the playoffs. Come on, Chris. Not now you're being silly. In that division, in the AFC least, I've always picked them to make the playoffs.
But, okay, so they're not going to make it this year, but they're better without the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT.
No
Joe
sense.
Montana's been retired
okay,
for 15
even if
years.
Even if he's second in your strange rankings, they're better off without the second-best quarterback of all time.
Yes.
Stop.
They are better at this point because Tom Brady's not that guy, and people will find out in Tampa, and then Chris will be on the radio week after week. What do you expect? He's 43. That's a built-in excuse that we'll have that button for Chris, because that's what he'll say when Tom Brady looks awful and he can't deliver the ball downfield and he gets sacked and beat up and harassed. And then they'll say, they don't protect for Tom. That's why. No wonder Jameis Winston had 30 interceptions. He had to force the ball out of the pocket because he didn't have time to throw. Watch and see. That'll be the debate. That'll be the talking points. That'll be the narrative. Christian Fourier, who is entrenched in Beantown, who has sources, who knows what the talk is amongst the players in that dressing room, is on the money here.
It wasn't a talk among Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman was all but begging him to stay. You think Julian Edelman feels this way? Heck, you think N'Keal Harry feels this way? No. And look, I've said it before, and this is not trying to cover my bases or anything.
Yes, it is. Here
no,
we go.
It's just
Rob
a fact.
Rob G., listen to this. Listen
it's
to this.
Just a fact, Rob Parker. You don't want to deal with it, but it's a fact. At some point, Tom Brady's going to fall off. We know it's
last
inevitable.
Year, did you watch him last
no,
year?
No, they won 12 games. What
Chris,
did, what
against
did
the good teams,
what
he
did
struggled.
Gottlieb say yesterday on the hot seat? He said a quarterback stats are his record. He was 12-4.
He lost. Did he lose in the playoffs? Did he throw a pick
When Aaron Rodgers lost in the playoffs.
No, we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers. That's not your excuse.
You start bringing up division
titles. We're talking about Tom Brady. What happened to him last year?
When Aaron Rodgers falls short time and time and year again, you start bringing up division titles.
And you bring it up Doug, who lost on the hot seat. You brought up Doug, who lost on the hot seat. That's your
9-7 record.
That's your ammunition.
Regular season
you're bringing up a guy who lost. You're quoting Marv Levy, too, who lost.
Regular season games.
Chris is
so
like spokesperson for Losers, Losers Anonymous.
The most inconsistent brother of all time. Be consistent. Short menu. Stick with it. And anybody can win one. Stick with it. Those are your mantras. Short menu and anybody can win one.
Who are you telling? I know what I'm saying.
But
the
you
problem is you're
your
all
mantras.
Over the place and you don't know what you're saying. You're all
I
over.
I know what I'm saying.
I'm consistent.
I'm saying they would
I don't
be better
waver.
Off
I don't
with
pick
Tom
the
Brady
favorites
the
in every event and think that I'm smart because I pick the favorites in every
I
event.
I pick the winners.
That's what you do.
That's
no, you
who
pick,
I
the favorites.
That's
you cop
who I
out
pick.
Every single time
I pick
and
the
pick
winners.
The most obvious. Anybody can do that, Chris Broussard.
Who's most
I'm
obvious
I'm the one who picked the Toronto Raptors.
You're the one
I'm the one
LA
who picked
Chargers.
The Washington Nationals. I'm
with
the
this
one.
Madness.
No, I'm that guy.
Rob
you're
Parker.
Just the status
who's
quo.
The
you
the
don't go out
basketball?
On a limb, Chris.
Who's
you don't do anything
basketball?
Special. You just do the protocol. Let me just play it safe. Let me pick Golden State every year. You have no idea
Did
what
I
you're
pick
talking
them last
about.
Year?
How dare you? I am the poo-poo king.
Rob Parker.
Washington.
You're right about
that. I picked Toronto.
You're full of
I'm the one.
King. That's what you are. You're full of poo-poo.
My chest is stuck out. I'm so good when it comes to picking these games.
Man.
I'm a little
Didn't
guy.
You pick
stand
the
on the line.
Who picked the winner? Who picked the Super Bowl champion? Me.
And
Silence.
You know, every
Turn
time I put wings
off.
On it,
Hit me
I,
with my
I
feet.
Win.
Because I picked the Kansas City
and,
Chiefs
and
to
give
win
me those...
the Super Bowl, and that gummit, they did.
All
give me
I
my
know
feet, Alex.
Is that
give
you don't
my...
have
That's
no.
Right. The champ is here.
The sneakers
the last...
I have on came out of your wallet. That's how good you are. Those $200 Jordans came out of your wallet. What Jordans
Turn
are you wearing? You ain't got no Jordans
the
for
last,
me, and
the,
you'll never have any. Because you ain't good
champion,
enough to beat me in a bet.
The last champion we had to pick was the NFL champion. And who got it right? I let you have the regular season. I let you stick out that bird chest of yours. I let you feel good about yourself because I felt sorry for you, how I had punished you the year before. And
you're
it
talking
got to
about
your
old
head.
News.
It went
Can
to
you
your
talk
head.
About what's going
so
on
I
now?
I had to silence you.
I rubbed
I had to
the
shut
floor
you
with
down
you.
With Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs.
I am the one who
you
ran away
the
with the NFL picks.
Poo-poo.
You stick
you're
to the NBA. And even with the NBA, you always get it wrong. Picking the Lakers, they got the best team.
No, I picked the Clippers.
You pick Golden State.
I picked
I'm
the Clippers.
One.